Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on January 7th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Chanunoka Wande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the current economic situation in Zimbabwe as teachers threaten to boycott work.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-6192077, and we will call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter-wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com. If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the current economic situation in Zimbabwe, where doctors are on strike and are likely to be joined by teachers tomorrow on the first day of the 2019 financial year. Doctors who are demanding salary payments in United States dollars, improved working conditions, and the revival of the state-sponsored vehicle loan scheme downed tools on December 1st, 2018. Teachers today held several meetings with state officials as the Zimbabwe Teachers Association has already declared that its members are too incapacitated to start work tomorrow. The teachers are also demanding payment in U.S. dollars as the current quasi-currency, the bond note, has lost value together with the real-time gross settlement. And this comes at a time when most parents are saying they are struggling to buy uniforms and pay fees for school-going children. Please note that we are live-streaming this show on Facebook pages VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. So if you want to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. Sibele sikhatshana sibili kumbe ngathi namhlanje kukwanise amalanga angu 38. Kuzobuya ke obabalisi bathi kusasa balakho ukuthi awusoze baye emsebenzini. Kusenzakala konoko abazali bathi abayenelisi ukuthenga impahla yabantwana. Inxa yokuthi ke phela imali iyahlupha. Inxa sisigangela udokotela nababalisi bathi imali asebeyifuna ukuthi babhadalwe iholo labo ngamadola eMelika. Kuzobuya ke siyabona ukuthi ke uhulumende uthi hayi abanye odokotela sebebuyele emsebenzini kodwa odokotela bathi akunjalo kusobala ukuthi uhulumende uzama ukuthi aqile abantu ebatshengisela ngazani sebebuyele esivumelwano khona kungakayenzakali khonokho. So ke sifuna ukuzwangani ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu ngenani kuhlelo khona manje nansi nombolo 001-202-619-2077. Ye, kunjalo baba wandi.
Juwe, nasi tutukutarisa nyaya mamiriro akaita zvinhu muZimbabwe mairirano nenyaya dzezvemari nenyaya dzezvoupfumi nenyaya dzevashandi vazhinji vavo vakumboranga mabasa ndonyaya yatikuda kuti titarise tikurukure nhasi kuda tipananewo mazano tinzwe kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei sezvamanzwa kana muchida kuti kupinda muchirongwa munotifonera pa 001-202-619-2077 tigokufonerai mugotipavo pfungwa dzenyu. Mamiro zvinhu hazvina kunyatsomira zvakanaka mazuva ano pamusoro penyaya dzezveupfumi pamusoro penyaya dzezvemari tina maticha varairidzi vari kuramwa mabasa vari kutotibo kutangidza mangwana chaiko vanenge vachishanda mazuva maviri pasvondo rese rese kusvika hurumende yagadzirisa zviri kuvanetsa asi vati kwanzi tinopa hurumende mazuva gumi namana kana hurumende isina kuita zvavari kuda vava kuita pastrike chayo zvokugara kumba zvokusaenda kuchikoro saka ndogumwe rutivi uno rumwe rutiviwo vana chirembavo vari kutivo vane zvichemo zvavanoda kuti deni hurumende yagadzirisa havasi kuendawo kumabasa nyaya dzacho dziri kungoramba dzichienderera mberi asi hurumende iri kuti chimwe chezvichemo zvavarayiridzi nana chiremba chokuti vabhadhagwa nemari yokunze kana kuti US dollar hazvigoni nokuti hurumende inoti haina mari yokuita zvose izvozvo zvino ndo imwe nyaya iri kunetsa musakanganwa kuti chirongwa ichi chiri kubuda pafacebook page yedu live iko zvinoti chikurukura duve
ye kunjalo ke njombo wande ekubeka ke pakati kwenu ekuti ke uhlelo lolu luphuma ke live kufacebook kuvoa studio 7 voa shona lakuvoa ndebele lingakhohlwa njalo lokuthi sikhona phela emsakazweni we-studio 7. So we are happy that we are joined by our first guest, and that is Mr. Joseph Chuma, a former parliamentarian and is a current member of the ruling party. He's in the Central Committee. Mr. Chuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us and Happy New Year.
Oh, compliments of the new season indeed. We thank the Lord, and at least there's a bit of rains now that are pouring on us, so it gives us some bit of hope, especially on the livestock and also the crops. This is a good development for 2019. What a way to start 2019. We thank the Lord indeed.
When we look at the economic situation in Zimbabwe, indications of that. You know, the economy is declining very fast, and the U.S. dollar is, you know, everyone wants to be paid now in U.S. dollars. We know that the doctors have been on strike for a long time now. Teachers are also threatening to go on strike. And it seems as if the situation in the country, Mr. Chuma, is very chaotic now. So what is going on?
Well, I can safely tell you that we at times get to a point of inconsiderations and at times of not being sincere with ourselves and at times being so pessimistic that we never want to give anything a chance. This is a new dispensation that just began its journey. And honestly speaking, I would have loved and I would have thought that the most logical thing that should have happened is that we should all have given it a chance, rallied behind it, and make it work. Because unfortunately, like I have repeatedly said, this game of economics will take everybody on board. It cannot be done by one party, the ruling party, ZANU-PF. It can't be done by a certain sector. Even if we were to give MDC the rocks today, and then ZANU-PF decided to sabotage their spell, they will still come under the same conditions as we are facing now. So the economy needs everybody to speak with one voice, everybody to remember that Zimbabwe is the first common denominator to all of us before we are either ZANU-PF or MDC or ZAPO, or either Catholic, Zayoja, or my church, same way. But we will face us, Zimbabweans. We are born to be Zimbabweans. Then we choose what we want to do with our lives later on. So this is the moment when people really need to have a strong and big paradigm shift to come back together and say, let us focus. Just like what the president said when he was inaugurated, he actually opened up the doors for even the opposition leader, Advocate Chamisa, to say, come, we have a role to play in this new government. And such is the way and the direction that we need to take as Zimbabweans if we are going to rescue this moment and come out a better country with a very versatile economy.
But apparently it is very clear that ZANU-PF is actually in power. And for you to blame the opposition of sabotaging the economy and all those things, some people are saying, you know what, ZANU-PF has failed and is not doing the right thing. So are people precise, really correct to say the problem is with ZANU-PF, nothing else?
No, it can't be true. ZANU-PF is coming up to say, let us work together, let us develop this economy, and they are trying to bring up policies to open up. If you remember, the previous regime had no open-door policy at all. We were disengaging ourselves from everybody, the international community. But now this new regime led by our President Mnangagwa is saying that, no, let us engage everybody. Let us look east and look west and look everywhere and have everybody partaking of this beautiful nation called Zimbabwe. So that's the trajectory that we need. But now the problem is that there are others who are saying, so how are we going to succeed? That's why I said that even if MTC had to come into power now and ZANU-PF adopts such kind of hypocrisy and such kind of mentality to say we are going to throw spanners into the works of MTC, they will never go anywhere. My brother, that's why they said united will stand but divided will fall. So as long as everybody doesn't come to this party, we are going to have a problem. So this is the time when people need to realize that patriotism must be more than a partisan politics of saying, I'm ZANU-PF, I'm MDC. MDC can have good ideas, and ZANU-PF must be able to embrace those ideas and move on with them. ZANU-PF can have good ideas. MDC must accept that as well, and we all move on together. But always want to oppose and oppose each other for the sake of opposing, then we'll never grow, we'll never go anywhere. Let us take examples from nations like where you are right now in America. The Democrats and the Republicans can fight and oppose each other, but when it comes to the issue of America, they will close ranks and come together. And that's why America is where it is today. But with our mentality here of saying, whatever ZANU-PF says, to try to get a JHHD, we'll never get
as we speak right now, Mr. Tuma, there's a government shutdown here in America over differences on matters to do with border security and others. But meanwhile, can you hold there? I think we're joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Opet Masarawure, president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Mr. Masarawure, good evening and welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be part of the program.
Yes, I think Mr. Wando will pose a question.
Ko mabudiso amjere ngo ai naiva Masarawure.
Dabuda mjeri maafikati, urumende yedi sete yedi ni apeta yegu funga wano, yegu gisa wano, wasitaka na zombo, yegu gisa wano, wasitaka kibisa nacho, tungori wa jisi, warukuta mbura, wanoto otu daku jgati, daku timira wano wadugu zikoro. Takata sungwa tika zoburi kwa after 3 hours, ya sungwa nunga tasobuda kwa kwa kuma 100 zere, ya buda ya sungwa kuma around 14.
Mwoso ya manga mshipomerwa ndeye hii?
Atina mwoso ya chapomerwa, changwe cha jime, zeki changu wasaka na nema binya, asari mapulisa ya katefeka ilifo mjenyika, wanote upadara wa maharifu mbateki, hedi sewani, wakatefeka zote zombo zeku kusa, kana toa ine miri zonga. Kututu niko zifuwa mtila kipa njiyo, wakatisha kura, wakatisha mumote ya wakatende.
Pane ya... Pane vanoti varairidzi ava vari kuda kuratidzira kuti vari kuita zvamastrike pamwe chete nachiremba vari kutumwa navamwe vanhu ndizvo here mungati chimana mashoko vayo ndangandati pane vamwe vanhu vanoti vadzidzisi nana chiremba ava vari kuratidzira vari kuramwa mabasa pane ari kuvatuma munoti chii nemashoko iwayo
ivowo ndo umbwa hwakakuritisa
aiwa 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 vamasaraure vamasaraure pamusore
ndehurombo ndaandichida kuti koko ndokushaisa kwakakurisisa kunoitwa nevanhu vakaguta vanofunga kuti matimbo avo oga ndo akakosa vanhu vanofunga kuti vana vavo voga ndo vakakosa vanhu vanofunga kuti utano hwavo voga ndo hwakakosa vanhu vanodaro vanotumira vana vavo kunodzidza kuamerica vanotumira vana vavo kunodzidza kuaustralia vanhu vanodaro havana chavanoshaya mudzimba dzavo isusu weare ordinary citizens vari kushaya kana chekubata mudzimba we work tirelessly for this country tichisungirira kuti tidzidzisa vana vachipasa nyika ichibhosta ichiti zvine vanhu vanotidzidzisa education yedu yakakura zvisingaiti isu toti todawo muhoro unoita kuti tiwane chekudya todawo muhoro unoita kuti tiwasoita vanoiri muchipatara muoti tatumwa ndingatumwe here kuti ndizive kuti mwana wangu ane nzara ndingatumwe here kuti ndizive kuti handina mari yekukurisa mutovha kuenda kubasa unhubu hunoitwa nevanhu vanoti kana vabata voti pavakabata ipopo vakushandisa fosi yekutanga ndiyo yavanoshandisa mapurisa asi tachitangwa anongogrebha vanhu sematsangi eminisiya inongoya ichingobata vanhu zvisiti zvoti hatina mhosva yatira kutsungira vanoshandisa chechipiri vachishandisa zvenyaya yestate propaganda vanogara pasi voshandisa maresources avangadai vachiisa kudevelopment yenyika kuti vagenerate lies and malice yekungodisrida nyika its unnecessary this uncalled for this country is going to move forward tioni dzimalisi inopropagate yakuti vanhu ngavauye vasadire jeca whatever the biggest jeca rekudirwa ndere vanhu vari misdirected vanofunga kuti ivo vega ndo vane matumbu isati fano kudirwa
mombomira ipapo tichadzoka kwamuri ya Mr. Masaraure
senga ndinotenda ndinotenda patichadzoka vama Lawrence Mapengo vadini navo vachange vachipindira urombo ndazwa ukasha
nezvinhu
zvatinogara tichinotaura nevanhu saka ndichakumbira va Lawrence Mapengo vanove sekretari vedeeen research pamunodzoka ndovatichange
aiwa tatenda chaizvo vamasaraure tinotenda zvikuru Mr. Masaraure is not happy with the accusations or insinuations that the doctors, the teachers have a hidden agenda or they are being asked to do this by some unseen hand. But he says his biggest question is that, do I have to be told by anyone that my child is hungry? So he's saying that this is what they are fighting for, that they should have an equal part of the cake so that, you know, the country can move forward. So what I wanted to ask Mr. Chuma, how are you, Mr. Chuma?
Yes, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. Thank you so much. There are those people who say that the new dispensation has been given more than enough time to show a difference from the way things were and the way things are today. They are saying that things instead are getting worse. What can you say to that, Mr. Chuma?
I will tell you one thing straight up. It would be very unfortunate to hear anybody say that this new dispensation has been given enough time already, because we're actually less than a year into the new rule of the new dispensation. And you must know that building a country is not like cooking a pot of sada where you just boil water and then pour in millimil and that's it. You are good to go. It takes a whole lot of other dimensions to build up a nation and to sustain an economy that has already in its comatose. So I'll definitely tell you that this thing needs more time. It needs the engagement. It needs a focus and being together as a nation. It's not going to be a ruling party thing. It's not going to be an MDC thing. It's going to be a Zimbabwean thing. So as we go into it, let us look into this equation as an equation that can only be solved if X and Y are all together in it. Once there is one component that's not in it, we are going to have a problem.
But then when we look at the situation, we are seeing a lot of disgruntlement across professional organizations like the doctors, the teachers, for example. And now we hear that the miners are also threatening to join in this strike. Don't you believe that things are getting a little bit worse than they should have been otherwise?
Quite true indeed, but I'll tell you that it's very unfortunate to see things going that road. And when you really look into it, I will forgive anybody who actually say that there's another hand, a hidden hand pulling the strings there to make some of these things dance to a certain tune. It becomes unfortunate when professions like teaching, the medicine profession, become polarized as well, and politics comes into play. Those are professions that have always been respected, and I think that should have been left alone of this game. But if you look at our Zimbabwe situation, it's so very unfortunate that our opposition party normally taps into those kind of bodies and professions like the ZCTUs, because we all know it's not a secret that the MDC was born out of the ZCTU anyway. But now we are now sort of diluting genuine grievances that are there. The teachers have genuine grievances. Doctors as have genuine grievances, those things should be addressed in a sober manner, and they definitely have to be attended to. But unfortunately, while we are at it, some elements of politics come out now and start disturbing and distorting what the genuine people are really crying for. Look at the, by the doctors, they are crying for forex, but in their profession, well, they are not producing any forex at all. So what do they expect the government to get the forex from at the moment? They already see that government is struggling to try and get forex to bring in basic commodities like fuel and even drugs that they are going to use in hospitals, and then they demand their salaries in forex. Surely this is our thing. We are growing it, and while it's still growing, yet that tree, yet that land is not really grown to support such things. Is it going to grow? Karagudu, we are actually killing it. That's one thing. Those are the kind of questions that must come into people's minds. Yes, I can understand miners mine gold or platinum, whatever, and they're earning that forex. I can understand them when they say, let's have the forex, because they're earning it every day. But every other sector, really, if you are patriotic and you want to grow this thing, we should understand and bear with the government to say they still don't have what they would want to actually have. It's just like you at home. Kanawa retrenched and you're not working. And then your kids are crying for meat, yet you are actually on a linen budget and you can probably afford meat once a week. They must really understand then when you sit down with them and say, guys, this is the situation. I'm no longer working at the moment, so we now need to tighten up a couple of things.
Thank you, Juma.
If they are proper children, they must understand you and bear with you at that moment until you get all right.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Dr. Slova, Ukafron, Love, Kuan. Bawan Love, Wanchona Jan. Siapila Kulungatin again, where's the Galego Lisbon?
Into ezakala Zimbabwe inzima kakhulu because into esikhalela ukuthi nga ungaphuma le party ungene enye iparty at least because now akunamadoktha ezibhedlela amatisha nathi astrike so into esikhalela kakhulu ukuthi nga kungaba notshintshi ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi iZimbabwe siyibuilde ibe right because manje even imali ayikho ekhaya kumele sisebenzise ama-foreign currency so it's not right kumele siwanta izwe lethu liba nemali. But for now, the country to earn a man. Kumele senze imali zamanye amazwe. Imali yalaphana leyo bond yakhona ayisebenzi. Uma uhamba nakwelinye ilizwe ayisebenzi. Ungeza napha South Africa abayithathi le mali. So kumele uyiphindisele bank. So that's a big problem. Yabona. So nga ungazanye ukuthi ubuild i-country. Then le party, iparty lebuso e-ZANU-PF iphume embusweni kungene i-MDC. At least sibone ukuthi wena i-MDC. What's going to do is we're going to abandon because now she has a lot of money. She has a lot of money. She has a lot of money. She has a lot of too expensive. So she has a lot of money. She has a lot of party. She has a lot of money. 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 She has a lot of Who's winning and after 1 year? So that's a big problem. At least my husband said they can't win the money. There was a chance on Friday, I'm here, they can't win the money. But for now, no one chance on Friday, I'm calling the number, you're winning guys. Because it's not funny, Monday, and the country is looking at cold. I won.
I said, I was a cool again, Joe, who wanted to know, spoken level.
Okay,
yes, that's Mr. Kafron Lovu, he's in South Africa. He's complaining really about the Paul Knox. He's saying, they are not, working at all. That's the, problem that Zimbabwe is facing. Says those poor knots are too problematic. And then at the same time, you were saying that ZANU-PF has failed. So the leadership of ZANU-PF should pave way for MDC so that he can always visit home and see his kids and so forth. So yeah. So now, I don't know we've got a reaction from people.
There is someone here who is saying exactly what you have just said. This is Charles Katerere, who is saying that Zvinotodam Tungamiri Asiri Dambudzo Ngava Pivacha Misa. That's his opinion, that they need a new leader.
And naturally, I think Juma's reaction would be like, it's not like sharing cigarettes.
No.
That's power.
No. And Nicodemus Matariro, Anoti, Apana, Apana, Nyapa. he doesn't believe that the ZANU-PF is trying to do, really trying to do anything helpful. And then Mehluleli Moyo is very critical of Mr. Chuma. He's saying that he's not looking at the bigger picture, but that he's just looking at the situation around himself. And then there's Ernest Gomani, who just says, Zvaka Oma, Tawanda Gorondondo wants to talk to us. We'll call him. And then Tennyson Sibiya says, Vumai kutitakone wa mupeva mwebasa wa nogona. That's Mr. Sibiya. Nicodemus Matariro says that this so-called new dispensation is just as good as nothing to the ordinary Zimbabwean. Yeah, and Takura Uni says that enough time ya Uno Taura during GNU change was seen within a short space of time. Ipai mwana mu. Oh, I don't know what this word means, so I won't try to say it.
Yeah, okay. So, so I think we've got a caller, but before going to that caller, Mr. Wande, what Tendai Ipindura, who says, my way, naive to way. So I think...
That's a cry of despair.
Then Zakile Liline is saying, I'm watching you guys. Then Utuli Masoga, why is ZANU-PF blaming other people for his own problems? Then Tabisa Mbuyazu is saying, Tube, I'm watching as well. Thank you so much, Tabisa, for watching us. And then we've got a caller. Can you take that caller? I think it's Shona, the speaker.
Makadi niko pa runarapa.
Nofara Makadi. Achio chimba, baba muno chimba we.
Aywa, chitofara. Du, chirikutawara nani?
Chirikutawara na wakriti muvamba. Vari kukestawana.
Ehe. Chimba sire wone fungwa zenyu panya ya irimudari roi.
Panyaedi mudariro wakuru wangu ningi kona kuti wakuru wakone wabata especially yo watunga miriri yedu yokuti yo watunga miriri yedu kana wachitenga zvinhu zvavano tenga nemari yekunze especially kwa Amerika iyo vanhu vakadzita vanhu vanenge madhokotera nevanhu yo maticha ndivada kupuwa iyo mari yemapepa kuti vakwanise kudzidzikira kubasa ndinoona kuti pakashata vakuru kana vakonewa havasiyire vechidiki Vechidiki wote vabasa voenda mberi zviri nane chero havo vazhinji vechidiki vanotadza kudai zvinyane kuti tiwane munyekuni ndiri munhu anoiva nhema wechituko ava taneta nevava vari kutungamirira vabhokozi vauraya nyika hakuna izvozvi so kuti nditumire mari akatumira ari maranga akachinhu ari kumabhondi hapana zvanii ndaita saka nini chandirongoona chekuti gavhmen iripo inofanira kungosiya neiti problem iso kwetite problem mavangu ndopane
aiwa tinotenda nemashoko enyu asi munoasi kuti zvikakwanisika here izvozvo zvokuti hurumende ingoisa zvinhu pasi yofamba yoenda zvinogoneka here izvozvo
ipapo vava vanonetsa because simba vanorida pakutungamirira asi havachakoniwezvo vatadza ivo vakarwara vanofuraya oratikaisisa hama dzedu even thoze tiri kurekedze kwenyika izvozvi kazibere kwangu arwara handikwanisi kumunza kokunu kuno kwatakafira kwetese dzanzii kure ipo panapo ndopano pachida mari yakawanda ndizotadza kutomunza asi ivo zviri izvi saka ipapo ndoti zvinovamboziva izvo hama vacho vakavavhotera ehe hongu vakakumbira musarudza pfuura asi pane vamwe vacho vakavhota havasi kuwana kumbavafungira ndiona kuti varume havanana basa kana hanya nezvimwe kudzikabva pachigaro zvinonetsa tinozvizira hanoene kuti vasadziva kuda kwaya jesere asi vakonewa varanaga kuziva iyo varume vava vari kutitungamirira
aiwa tatenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu tatenda zvikuru nokutitsigira kwamuri kuita tinovimba kuti zvinhu zvichafamba zvakanaka his solution is very simple. The government should just give up and let other people do it.
I wanted to know
if it is practical, and he admits that it's not practical, but he is adamant that we need new leadership, people with new ideas.
Let's hear what other people are saying on Facebook. We've got Faith Cutler, who says, no longer an excuse saying new dispensation. How is the MTC throwing spanners in ZANU-PF's works? Vama Saraure is on point and Mr. Chuma should listen. Then Zwelane Reeves Moyo says, ZANU-PF is the old dispensation and the same new dispensation. it has never respected its own policies. Then ever weak, Mare says, ZANU-PF failed the people of Zimbabwe 30 years ago. They must go. How can Mr. Chuma talk of being together when the ZANU-PF leadership is enjoying life, buying cars, going out of the country for medical checkups, and all these other things? Then Faith Cutler is back again. He says, we should be seeing good policies on the ground towards easing the economic situation in Zimbabwe. And then David says, for how long are we going to have all these problems under ZANU-PF? So I guess we've got another caller. But before going to that caller, let's maybe get a comment from Mr. Lawrence Mutengo of the Rural Teachers Association. Mr. Mutengo, how are you? Mr. Mutengo, or Mpengo, or Mutengo? Lawrence, are you there?
Mapengo.
Oh, Mapengo. Mapengo. So, yeah, okay. So now we got it right. So maybe you can pose a question to him.
Makadi niko, tipewe ufungwa zenyu, ndimi murumkati me saka wanda wanda sirikuitika munyika. Muno nzwa sirikutoro wana vamwe, manzwa usatoro wana na vachuma, na vamwe wese wese. Tipewe ufungwa zenyu pa mamiru akaita zinu.
Nyaya iripapa kumbe ndiye kuti zvinhu zviri paground zvakaoma edi vanhu havafanira kuita run away from reality yekuti upenyu muZimbabwe hwaoma maprices akwira then vanhu havasi kutoafforda even mabasics okuti aput on the table so it's a reality that people don't need to run away and vanhu vezanupf havafanira kublema kuti kwanzi pane mumwe munhu ari kudira jecha pazvinhu zvinhuka even they are to blame because they are just a few months away from election, and we are failing to fulfill my election promises. They are failing to fulfill with Nika. If I'm doing the Risaka, if I'm poor, Tina Kutitinga, we run. You can only see one in the Mumu government in the old Kurana. If you know that, I can't run, right? To enjoy. But if you're not going to go to go to the problem, whatever I'm listening to, I think that's a nice problem.
Saka imimi sekubvunza kwandana mboita manzwa zvataurwa navamwe manzwa zvataurwa navachuma imimi munofunga kuti chii chinofanira kuitwa kuti zvinhu zvigadzikane izvi
zvinhu zvinofanira kuti zvigadzikane izvi ndezvekuti vanhu vanofanira the government zvanupf inofanira kuto acepta kuti zvinhu zviri kuitika izvi its not the best way forward zvavafanira kuti bond runs 1:1 but you can do in a mashop on out to a 3-tier system, exchange system. If you need to talk about reality in the background, I think it should be, if you need a way forward, then we move away from the bond in OT, we look at the 3-tier system. Then we adopt currency stable. There are options to go out there. Yes, there are options to go out there. And those options can be done and you can have anger stabilizers and stuff like that. Otherwise, go to the theater, run away from reality. Yes, but I don't know what you can end up there.
Zvakunonzi maticha havawisi mari yokunze maticha hagenerati foreign currency sei vachida kubhadharwa nemari yokunze
iyoyo haisi problem yedu because isusu tiri maemployees and the government iresponsibility yayo yekuti cater for welfare because hatisiyose tingaigenerata kera foreign currency kana tatozosvika ipapo totogona kuti no vanhu vedu vatakadzidzisa vakaenda kunze vakaunza maremitensesi munyika tichitipai mari iyoyo handifungi kuti ngadziwa tichienda ikoko ivo ngangoita fulfill obligation yedu yekuti maticha kana kuti vashandiwa vehurumende welfare yavo is well catered for then tinee tatopedza ipapo otherwise zvimwe zvese inenge yangova politicking and nyika yeda yamboendi mberi
aiwa tatenda zvikuru vamapengo tichadzoka kwamuri ramba yenyu muri parunare on the issue that teachers do not generate any foreign currency so they should not asked to be paid in foreign currency. He says that's not an issue because it is the government's responsibility to take care of their welfare, whatever currency is used. That is fine with them, but it has to be a currency that also can make them live a better life than what is going on now.
I think what he's saying is very true, because even some big companies that don't generate foreign currency have to rely on, you know, foreign currency from the RBZ. So whether you generate foreign currency or not, you know,
this issue from Mr. Chuma. Yeah.
So at the end of the day, we are told that Mr. Wande, we've got another caller, I think. Let's take that caller. Someone a caller, Kunjan.
You're
in Kumalo one foot.
Kumalo PGC.
Pengisipo unjani? Ntini lang. Akucho pela nangu kuya kukanyi nito zineng. Sasa kupa kwa lezi mabu. Mwana njani?
Ya, inki nga. Logo ibu wana mani pega ku TV, everything. Zimbabwe uko right. Ama doktor anelungi logo uti astrali chengo. Nabantu. Ama teacher anelungi logo uti astrali chengo. Nabantu. Loko uthi abalethi imali abangenisa imali yamanye amazwe phande akutsho niki lokho akukho ukumehluko next isekuthina lo obusayo lo usuke ezandleni zikatitsha ama-doctors ayenza umsebenzi obalulekile ebantwini ama-teacher ayenza umsebenzi obalulekile ebantwini bangabantu into engixakayo ukuthi are they the only people ababona iproblem esekhaya na or abantu bonke baseZimbabwe abayiboni yini laba abanye abantu? Yibo bodwa abayazi ukuthi ekhaya kuludubo nama-teachers. It says ukuthi everybody must facilitate to fix up iproblem yasekhaya. But only doctors and teachers and nurses yibo kumele bakhale ukuthi kule problem elizweni. I-government kayilungise udubo olusekhaya. Kube lokuzwana ekhaya. Even abantu abaphandle, they are not happy ukuthi bazephandle. It's not that they like it. Isimo.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke baba Bhekisipho, ungadinwa kusasa, sibongele kakhulu.
Yebo.
So what Bhekisipho is saying is that the government should fix everything that is affecting the nation. You know, because he's saying at the end of the day, the problem that is there is seen by everybody. So the government has got the final say in whatever happens in Zimbabwe. So it should fix whatever is there. So maybe let's get a reaction from Mr. Chuma before we go to another guest. So, Mr. Chuma, I think we have been hearing people saying almost the same thing. ZANU-PF is not doing the right thing. So when are you going to do the right thing?
Like I said earlier on, we are doing everything to our best ability, but we are not going to be perfect. We are bound to make mistakes. We are bound to miss one or two things, and hence that's where everybody now is needed collectively. Because we might be forming the government as a ruling party, but you see, the government belongs to everybody. It belongs to even the NDC cadre, the ZAPU cadre. So which means that at the end of it all, it all bows back to the effect of saying that let us all partake to the resuscitation of the economy and to the building up of all our infrastructure and everything collectively. So this thing cannot just be left to ZANU-PF. And believe me, ZANU-PF is not wanting to blame anybody. I've never heard them want to blame anybody or point fingers. This is not the time to point fingers at each other. But it is time to start telling each other the truth and saying, so iwewe urugite, amini papu pauri, wena wenza mlapo ukona, what are you doing where you are? In the sensitivity of the economy, the pushing forward of our country is concerned. And that question alone must then ignite that spark that is going to then start rejuvenating the country as a whole. But the moment wherever you are pulling astray, then you must know that you are part and parcel of the problems of the country called Zimbabwe. But if you are doing well where you are, talking well about your country wherever you are, in Washington, D.C., as you guys are there now, you should be trying to lobby to say, no, sanctions are not good because they don't affect the Ramnanga God, they don't affect the Chamisa. They affect the Zanu-PF Povo down there, the NDC Povo down there. Those are the people that are actually feeling the brunt of those sanctions. So to say targeted or whatever is not going to help anybody. Those guys are going to have their breakfast very well. Chamisa will wake up to eat his breakfast. Ramnangagwa is going to wake up to eat his breakfast. Go, but how about Isusu Povo, Pasapa, whether they are Zanu-PF or MDC, they are going to face the same problem. They're going to go to the same hospital where there are no doctors. They're going to send their children to the same schools where there are no teachers. I'm sure they're learning in some private school somewhere. Well, now I'm sure they're all grown up, but if they're young, they'll be going to some private school somewhere. But Marawako, the agenda which called was not teach, agenda which by the way, not doctor. So who's following who at the end of the day? Those are the questions that Zimbabweans should really be posing to themselves right now.
Thank you.
And that way we can start solving the equation of Zimbabwe going down, and we'll start seeing Zimbabwe going up, because we'll now start pulling in one direction, knowing that whatever we do, the consequences are going to be felt by the person down there, not the people up there.
Thank you, Mr. Chuma. Thank you so much. I think you've got another guest. So who is this guest?
Magadi niko pa runara apo.
I think it's Chief Chirandu.
Ah, yes. Diva Chirandu. Hello.
Yes.
Magadi.
Yes,
Magadi nzeny.
Mushem.
Vyamako ere. Takapesa kukunzwa ipano pa nepfinyuro pa nemwedzi yakawanda chose.
Joshua.
Munofunge nezva muri kuona nezviri kuitika.
Zviri kuitika kumusha uko zvakaoma. And the problem is there could be a solution by the authorities that be if ever we had people who had what it takes to come up with the decisions and arrest the situation. Unfortunately, and we'd expect to lead, which is practically impossible if you are being led by somebody who is blind. So,
I think his line is cut off. Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe go to Mr.
Mapengo. Maybe we'll get him back.
Yeah.
Mapengo Muripo. Hello, Vama Pengo Muripo.
Hey, hello.
Hey. Yeah, ndandoti kuda pamwe maenda. Manzwa zvataurwa nevamwe manzwa zvapindurwawo na vachuma. Imi musavarairidzi. Chamunoona chinofanira kuitwa kuti zvinhu zvinake pamuri imimi ndechipi uye zvinozogona here kungogadzirira imimi moga vamwe vasina kugadziriswa.
Nyaya iripo ndeyekuti vanhu vanga vangotibudira pachokwadi mamirira akaita zvinhu. Ende especially panyaya yeUS dollar pakuti tinoona kuti maUS dollar achitaugwa nezvavo. Kune vamwe vari kumawana within the government. Saka kuti vazouya voti kwatiri isusu varairidzi hatisi kuwana USA. Handifungi kuti kwai vaTrump kana kuti vaObama vakatora maUSA avo vakabuda nawo muZimbabwe. Angorimo mu. Ungati vanhu, ungati mari yakatorwa ikabuda munyika, ingorimo but iri mudzimba dzavanhu. Ende vaibudisa vaenda nayo ndopavakauya vakaisa bhondi. Vakambotipromisa vachiita zvokuti bhondi 1:1. Ende ndobva vazotizve bhondi 1:1 haichashandi. Ndobva vazodzokazova kuti 1:1 yaakushanda. Those contradictions ndo zvinoratidza kuti vanhu ava vasi kutitaurira in good faith but vakuda kungotirasarasa njere dzedu. Saka ndobva tava kuramba ipapo kuti no zvinhu zvamuri kutaura hazvii. Saka the way forward now is ngavatinyatso kutitaurira chokwadi chiripo chekutinoka utsotsi hwese hwavari kuita uhwo ndo hwatisingadi. Maethics good governance ndo havasi kuda kushowa ndo hatii kuramba.
Tinotenda namashoko enyu. Rambai zvenyu muripoti chadzoka kwamuri. Pane vamwe futi vari parunhare.
Yes, I think it's Donald Mamboma.
Yeah. Wow, that sounds familiar. Makadiva Mamboma. Aiwa tirinani.
Yebo mamboma kunjani?
Ah kuyapira kuyakunjani?
Hai siapira void.
Titaurireza. Nasi munoda kuti taurira chi?
Ah, nem kuma wandi munona kuti nyika ino nakare. Ne vanhu vane kukavara kudai vachigwa tipati.
Tirikubvunza imimi ka. Tibudze imimi kuti zvofamiswa sei? Munozviona sei?
As long tichingova nevanhu vakaita sana vachuma vane mfungwa dzakaridzana vachuma dzokusatenda zvinhu zviri pachena papani hanyika haina achimukoma tidimbonyeperana nokuti iko zvine muriko wava kutoblema kutoblema kutasa kuti opposition ine simba here kana tiwo ndo vakatahwinha tapinda panyanga zvavachiita kaonawo wai iko zvine vachida assistance yeopposition but vavairiga vachiita ma vachiita medzidhaudza dzokuti 10 plus 1 ndiani wai vava iko zvino vauda kuti join forces nani pavada kubatana nayo zvavaitika ndo zvavairigira vanoriga vasina klu yokuzogadzira nyika ndo problem ine vanhu ava saka haisi yakanaka nyika yedu mukoma chero tikadii tichingova nevanhu vane mfungwa dzakaridza vachuma idzodzi ivo vanobva vanonyatsokuziona ndi mp kana kati vakazobvavo constituency yayo yavanotomirira inovanhu vanotambura chaizvo kuda three quarters yevanhu vose varimo vanotambura vanozviziva izvozvo vachuma havangasipangu ngavaiti sekuti ngavarege kuita sekuti vari kuudzwa zvinhu zvavasingazivi mani hapana asingazivi kuti nyika munotambukwa iko zvinoda zvamatoya maticha maticha ouri kuitei uri kuitei pauri chiichati saka kubva riini varungu varipo takamboona munhu achizonoitei pauri kana kuti unoshanda chauri kuita kushanda ticha ari kudzidza vana vachipuwa kasei yacho ombodzi uri kuitei pauri ipapo kuti vachuma avo musafanga musakangwa uvainvita ipapo
aiwa tidaro
nokuti umboinvita pazvoti pfungwa dzavo dzinopesana nemhomho yevenyika
izvo hazvina haisiri mhosva kuti pfungwa dzavanhu dzinopesana dzinosiyana ndo zvatiri kukurudzira pachirongwa chino kuti vanhu vataure zvavanoona mavonero avo pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pezviri kuitika munyika saka
pfungwa dzavachuma nepfungwa dzavachiri muhanzi mukoma hwande davo kudai vanonyanya kutiza pachokwadi chavanoziva chiasi ngavambopota vachiadhimita kuti chindo chokwadi kana vakangodero chete ithink nyika inonaka bcause problem yatinaende kuchiita sekuti nevanhu munyika vaviwo vasinga accepti chokwadi chiri pachena ndozvinonetsa kuti ivo vakaudzwa kuti zvakati ivo vanodavada kuti hamhandu kuvaovachiopoza majority yavarikutungamira
chiregaimira
hawo kana uchingoopoza vanhu
varikutungamiratine
zhara ivo uri kuti havana zhara hamuna zhara
chiregai vachuma vapindure vega. Mr. Chuma, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. It gets disappointing to hear a grown-up man say that. I know I'm not telling you, but ndofunga ndandaya zvitaura ndikati Zanupf haisi kublema munhu and haandiyo nguva yekublema naino iyi and I think ndazvitaura pachena futi handamboti zvinhu zvakanaka muno muzimbabwe ndatozvitaura vana ndikati tiri kutambura povho iri kutambura povho yezanupf chaiyo iri kutambura povho yemdc yacho iri kutambura asi vakuru kuoko zvinhu zviri kunaka tasvika pachinano chokuda kugadzirisa tiri toso it's not an issue of a government of national unity no but it's a matter of saying kuti iwewe pauri ipapo you have a role to play definitely ukaona chikunga kuti hauna role yokuplaya iwe uri muzimbabwe then you are somewhere lost somewhere you have a part to play it's just like a characterization of corruption. Corruption doesn't okay by one person. It has to involve other parties. And once the other party refuses to be corrupted or to be corrupt, then corruption cannot okay. But because another party then partakes of that, then that's how corruption is begun. That's all I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that we all have a role to play wherever we are. And if we don't play our role and want to blame, I don't pay for blame the government. I said that one, Dopacha to Tangra, Papa, but no one wants to do me because as Roman and Ames, this is it. Roman and Ames, Babu, so. This is the time to really look at this thing national, in a nationalistic viewpoint rather than a partisan viewpoint of the Zambian MDC. Because we are always on a political gear all the time. That is why we have a budget of politics in our room. We have a budget of development. We have a budget of development. But this is not in Zimbabwe. It belongs to everybody, all those parties put together.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. Maybe Donald is still there. Maybe can just his parting words. Donald?
Eh, Mama. Muchiripo.
Funda kuti iyo ndiripo.
Eh, handiri mapi.
His last words maybe because time is up.
Mapiwa mhindiro yenyu handiti mainzwa.
Ndanzwa, ndoda pano ndavunza padokodoko ngoti anga padokodoko ndavunza kuti iyo pavano famba achida kune dzimwe nyika dzavamwe havaho kunyara here nevakuru. Pero vacho matoto acha executive kana kuti amero legislature mavari kana kuti havaho kunyara here vachiona development iri kune nyika. Pero vakuru vanenge vachibuda vachiuya kuno vachibvira dzindege vachidi havaho kunyara here kuti nyika yavo yakangosunga ibiriki dzabiridza kuZimbabwe ngongombe. Hapana kana ndima ichabuda kana mporo haubudi kana ndima dzabiridza mugoma. Hapana kungobudira na pachokwadi apa. Vanhu vanozvikoni wavo.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mamboma.
Hai, wata. Tatenda chaizvo nemashoko enyu semazuva ose. Matipa mashoko kuti timbonyatsofunga nezvamaburitsa. Tinotenda zvikuru vamamboma.
Very nice discussion. So we've got Brighton Ndugu who says, ET must give Chamisa a chance. Then Makosi Ncube says, I'm watching you live, guys, from Bulawayo. Then Santon Makuze says, this old dispensation has failed. Then Mpo Machaka says, it's so disheartening because our leaders have failed to deliver from their election promises. I'm watching you from Swaziland.
Mm.
Then we've got people like, let me see, Tafatso Taru. Says, what Mr. Chuma is saying is not true because the government of Zimbabwe only belongs to ZANU-PF. And then K. Mukunda says, please, Mr. Chuma, stop lecturing us on sanctions. They were put for a reason. So please, please make sure that you stay out of some of these things at times.
Mm.
And then we've got Takias Kauke. He says, please, Mr. Chuma, you're out of order. So what do we have?
We have a familiar name, Mr. Dennis Juru.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's an office holder in the International Cross-Border Traders Association,
mm-hmm.
who is saying that they stand in solidarity with those people who are striking.
Mm-hmm.
That's Mr. Dennis Juru.
Mm-hmm.
There is Mr. Mpe Mikoti, who says, Zimwe zvinhu zvinosiririsa ZANU iriku. Inongoramba ichiti iri kutonga munyika musina mari pakaipa dai vanzvira tsitsi vana veZimbabwe vangosiyavo semapiwo avakaitwa naSmith. That's what he believes that they should just leave the country the way it was when it was handed over to
by Ian Smith. Now I think we've got Chief Chirandu now.
Chirandu, yes.
So Chief Chirandu, how are you doing?
Yes.
Yes. Sorry, your phone was actually cutting off. So, Chief Chirandu is a former captain in the Zimbabwe National Army, and I guess now he's based in South Africa. So now, looking at the time when you're in Zimbabwe and now, I mean today. So, do you see any big difference in terms of Zimbabwe's economic situation right now?
There is a difference, if I can say. The time when I can see the chief of Kumusha the Chuyakuno continue. You find it with you. Yes, time that's when we had the serious problem by 2008. But I got experience economic meltdown in Zimbabwe, which led later to the formation of the government of national unity, which then eased things up. You know, we had a reprise of some sort up until 2012. Because of Pera government of national unity. Just prior to that government of national unity, things had gone haywire. I think you bear with me, you understand how things were at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But if we are to reflect on what was happening at that time, vis-a-vis what we are seeing and experiencing now, I think we are even worse off. In 2018, 2019, things are not getting any better. We are actually going down, and there is no coming back. As we can see, there's no, there are no signs of recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that you can say probably is going to give us some signposts of a better tomorrow. We only know that today is a bad day, tomorrow is even going to be worse, and we go on like that. And we see strike EMA doctors, and they are going to be joining to nurses as well as my teacher, which is a national catastrophe, you know? But of course, we saw this coming. We saw this coming. Unfortunately, we have people in our country who believe you don't need to listen to reason, but you need to continue being repressive and reactive on issues. Really, if you were to come together and maybe find the best way possible out of my problems, and you say, okay, fine, I can't go on like this because they're going to lead to something worse than we have ever experienced before. Like, when we started having these issues of strikes, especially from the junior doctors, you could hear, right, from the leadership, you can say, unfortunately, we don't have any leadership. We don't have a leader in our understand that PF is the anonymous of people who rule. As they always say, but I don't know where the problem is. You know, because we don't need Kutonga. That's where the problem is. That's where all the problems are emanating from. They are stemming from that. That we have people, we have the belief of Kutonga. Kutonga and the animals and the animals. But unfortunately, we don't have a tungamiru. That's why we have this problem. But problems, EMA doctors, they were not being given attention to. Otherwise, we're just being labeled as people who are not patriotic. Where you would get a vice president of a country to lecture us on the difference between a profession and an occupation, something that is unheard of. Even if you call somebody from Mars, even rocket science, who never get your point where you have that kind of definition of trying to convince people that these people, they just have an occupation, it's not a profession. So, there's the James Bond court that will be where we don't expect that.
Thank you so much. Can you hold on? Yes, can you hold on? We're coming back to you. Let's take a caller. Slow Baba Uspasa Chuma. Baba Chuma, kunjan. Hayi siyaphila kakhulu isikhathi sesihambile Chuma phosela kukhona pho baba utsho ukuthi ubona njani ukwenzakala kwale Zimbabwe.
Heyi okwenzakala kwale Zimbabwe kunzima baba fokuthi iqiniso elipheleleyo kunobunzima okukhulu kakhulu kateseke amadokotela abeke phansi izikhali abantu bayasezibhedlela nanka amatichara katesi lawo abantwana kusasa bevula kakula mntwana ozawuyifundiswa angikwazi ukuthi ilizwe leli lecele livaliwe lini ikuthi nje kasila abakhokheli abangani bakhaliphile enqondweni bawasebenzisa kwentini manje kungasebenzisa into empini lapha bakusebenzi into enjalo lapha emhlabeni la uyamele ulaleli abantu laba bajela kudala amatisha abona atshengisela kulesikhathi kwakumele ukuthi ngabe alalele izikhalazo zabo amadokotela akhuluma kulesikhathi kodwa into lezinzile kuzingakhangelwa umuntu uyabelekho ekhulume siyale hayi bakithi kunobunzima okukhulu kakhulu angazi ukuthi zizagcina singaphi kuyacala ivalele ilizwe lethu sanyithi ngiyakhangela.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ungathulela kusasa Sipasa Chuma.
Hayi kulungile baba.
Siyabonga kakhulu. So all what he's saying is that all these problems started long back and the government should have listened to the needs of the teachers and doctors. So maybe Mr. Chuma can wrap it up in a minute. Baba Chuma, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm there.
Yeah, can you your last word, sir?
Well, what I want to say is that there are genuine problems and genuine strides from all these sectors. Teachers definitely have something to cry about. Their salaries are not probably commensurate with the work that they do. Same with the doctors. Same with almost all the employees. The police, the soldiers, you name it. There is a problem, but. This is our thing. This is our country. This is our new government that just came in. Let us not squeeze it. Let us not kill it. Let us grow it together. let's understand while we're at it. Let's cut some of these things. Government also being sincere about it.
Thank you, Mr. Chuma.
And we move on.
I'm sorry, time is out, Mr. Chuma, but thank you so much. Sorry, we are out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Joseph Chuma, a ZANU-PF member, Mr. Obed Masara Wura, president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, and Chief Chirandu, a former army captain in the Zimbabwe National Army. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Let's meet again tomorrow.
And I'm Tanono Kawande. Have a good night. Until we meet next time.